Sometimes it takes a while. Good morning, sir, and what is your name, sir?
Mr. Rosas?
Yes.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yeah.
Just give me 1 second to get you numbered in our roster. Mr. Rosas, can you state your full name and ADC number for the record?
Full name is Rudy Ray Rosas, 276-015.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. See that you signed that form on September 27th, 2017. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See no attorney with you in the room. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. They are, if you can see on your teleconference screen, to my extreme far left. At the end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. After that is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman for this hearing. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Oliveri, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Mr. Rojas, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Rojas, do you solemnly swear, and Mr. Oliveri, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm?
Yes.
I do. So this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two, deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. I will begin the first phase of the hearing by reading the allegations from the warrant. You need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, then we can talk about it. But the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you, sir?
Yes.
Okay, sir. I'll begin by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in Oklahoma Razor Company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number 7, is demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on or about August 11th, 2017 for the TAS GCMS lab report dated August 24th, 2017. Mr. Rosas, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number 2 is demonstrated by your failure to report to the Tucson Parole Office for a face-to-face contact visit on or about August 17, 2017, as verbally directed on August 15, 2017. You were actively avoiding supervision. Mr. Rojas, is this true or false?
True.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Rojas' admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal race or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Just 1 second, Mr. Rojas, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing.
Yeah. Sir, can I say one thing?
One second, sir, and we're going to continue with the hearing in a second. You'll have a chance to speak with the board, okay, sir?
Yes.
Who seconded?
I did, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Rojas, if you'll just give us a moment, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. During this phase, we will determine if your supervision should be continued or revoked. Before we move on, please stand by as Mr. Oliveri, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you momentarily, and then you can speak to us in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Oliveri.
Offender Rojas was released from the Department of Corrections on July 24th of 2017. He was arrested on September 4th of 2017 by Tucson PD under absconder warrant only. Returned back to DOC custody that same day. He has 18 days abscond. His projected supervision end date will be on March 9th of 2018. Current conviction, 2015, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2012, dangerous drug violation, 6 months. 2012, drug paraphernalia violation, 6 months. And also in 2012, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. The offender has 2 terms with ADC. CU and IR scores are a 2-3. Mental health score is a 1. And his substance abuse score is a 3. STG gang information, he is a suspect with the Mini Park Locos out of Phoenix. 1 prior term of supervision, 2014. TIS release completion, 7 months. He has minimal disciplinary history with a rioting noted. 1 other arrest, 2004, controlled substance violation, California felony conviction probation, and his community risk level is a G6 V6.
Thank you, Mr. Oliveri. Mr. Rojas, before we continue, we're going to do a quick review of your case supervision summary, and it's pretty short. It looks like that you were released from DOC to reside at 2020 South Columbus Boulevard, apartment number 62 in Tucson. Is that correct, sir?
Yes.
Did you live there for the entire time that you were on community supervision status?
No, not the entire time.
Where else did you live, sir?
On the streets. Can I explain
myself? Yes, sir.
Oh, I moved to my sister's house within 2 weeks of parole. She already got her 30-day notice and then moved to Yuma, which left me here. So you say like 2 weeks I lived there.
And where were you living afterwards, sir?
On the street.
Okay, I thought you said that. I just want to make sure I was clear.
Yes.
Were you working at all when you were on community supervision?
No, I didn't obtain a job.
Thank you, sir. Looks like according to the task color of the day program, you were assigned the color peach. On July 26th, you missed your analysis. And on August 11th, 2017, you submitted a UA which tested positive for methamphetamine. So, did you have some ongoing problems with methamphetamine use or abuse or addiction?
Yes.
Were you addicted?
Yeah,
pardon me, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that's part of my mistake. I used when, I don't know, let's do some as you see, my arrest record, all prior convictions are use of methamphetamine.
Okay, you were missing from community supervision for 18 days. What were you doing during that time, sir?
Living on the streets.
Were you using methamphetamine during that time?
Yes.
Well, thank you for being honest with the board. You were arrested by TPD on your abscond status. What was going on when TPD made contact with you? How did that happen?
I was behind the Safeway, a store, with some people I know from the streets, and then he just, like, it's like a patch of desert, and then he came through, and write everybody's name. I guess he's going to make everybody leave from the desert, and that's when he'd be arrested.
You were on the abscond status for, missing from your parole officer for only 18 days, so why did you decide not to make contact with him?
I was using a different state of mind. It was just basically using. Basically, I wanted to go see him.
When's the last time you used methamphetamine, Mr. Rosas?
The day I got stopped.
And have you been able to clean up since you've been in custody?
Oh, yes.
Do you feel any better?
Oh, yeah, way better.
So what are your plans about dealing with your drug abuse? What are your plans?
Just not using. That's the plan. At all.
Are you doing any group counseling or any sort of programming since you've been back?
Just AA meeting is just about it. No classes,
Okay, Mr. Rosas, so I'm going to ask my fellow board members, do they have any questions for you? Yes, Ms. Rittenhouse.
Mr. Rosas, have you ever been to drug treatment?
I have. Years ago, I've completed a 6-month inpatient drug rehab, and then I went to the sober living. This was in California.
Mm. Okay, and what would you think about trying something like that again?
I'm willing to do it.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any other questions? Okay, Mr. Rosas, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board? We only ask that you don't repeat yourself, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else you'd like to share before we go into discussion?
Not much. If there's any drug program out there that I can take, I think SACWAC one, I'm not sure. I'm
hardly willing to
take it.
Thank you, Mr. Rosas. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like that we're speaking with you, especially because you can see and hear us, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes and make a decision as to whether or not to continue the community supervision or revoke? So, if you'll just remain on the phone, we will come back to you shortly after we make our vote and we will give you a decision. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you. Well, board members, I will say that I'm a bit on the shoulder on this one, in as much that he was out in the streets, he had absconded for 18 days, he admits openly that he broke off contact because of methamphetamine abuse. I think he recognizes he has a problem. The reason why I'd say that I'm on the shoulder, aside from his abscond status, is he's been through treatment before, and I'm wondering if he's barely, with respect to Mr. Rosas, coming to grips with the seriousness of his problem. But I do appreciate that he's willing to seek treatment. And that's where I'd like to begin the discussion. I'm certainly open to the input of my colleagues. Yes, Ms. Lucas.
Mr. Quinones, I'm not sensing, I'm with you on that. Mr. Rosas is coming to the realization that he needs some help. I'm just not hearing a very strong motivation toward that. And it was only even suggested after we brought it up. So I think it might be something that he should consider for the future, but it will only be effective when he decides that's what he wants.
Thank you for your input, Ms. Rittenhouse. Any further Yes, Dr. Wright.
Yes, I've heard Mr. Rittenhouse. I think that, yes, he's made some progress, but I don't think he's quite there. And I think that he would be in his best interest to put together plans so when he comes out, and he'll be ready to move forward. I think he needs that time.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. Anybody else?
Great.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and make a motion based on our discussion, and I will qualify, as I often do. I think that's the importance of this dialogue. To get a good feel for how the information is being taken in. But I'm going to make a motion, and that is based on the information provided in warrant number 2017W2997, our discussion with Mr. Rojas, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Rojas was delinquent, inasmuch that he relapsed into the use of methamphetamine based on a urine analysis and absconded from supervision for 18 days, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Okay, Mr. Rojas, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about March 9th, 2018. I will say, and I will ask, that you try not to see this as a negative. I recognize that March 2018 sounds like a long way away, but it is actually a bit more than 4 months. And that we, as one voting board member, would highly encourage you to take advantage of any programming that's available to you inside the correction system and put together a plan for your safe return to the community so that when you come out of the system, you'll be ready to be productive and responsible, but we do wish you success. We want to see you succeed out there. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we thank you for appearing before this board. We'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moreno.
Is this Moreno?
Oh, we better get back in there.
This is the people.
And what's the name of the street?
Mr. What is your name, sir?